Okay, we're starting here on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amre Charife de Pumpedita. So those sharp ones of Pumpedita, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that those are Haifa Biavime, the children of Rechava in Pumpedita, who was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, was the Miyaseid who founded the Yeshiva in Pumpedita. So they were known for their sharpness, and that's why they're called Charife de Pumpedita. They say over here, Haktara mefagelet haktara. That if you have a machshava while you're doing the haktarat akometz, you have a machshava with regards to the haktarat halivona, then that is mefagel. Vafilu the rabbanon. Damri ein mefaglim bechatzi matir. Even according to the rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, who say that there is no such thing as mefagel bechatzi matir, hani mileche dechishiv bebi shirayim, ulivona bemilto kaimo. That's only true when you had a machshava about the shirayim, but the lavona you had nothing to do with, or you didn't think about it at all. V'hocha dechishev la bilavona. Since over here he had then mind the lavona, kama dechishev be bekulei matir dami. It's as if he now has a machshava with regards to the entirety of the matir. So over here we had the shita of Rabbi Meir who says you mefagel bechatzi matir. So therefore you can have a machshava pigul that applies just to one of the two matirim. And that would be sufficient to make it into pigul. Chachamim require that you have a machshav with regards to the entirety of the matir. We here with regards to haktara, we know there's haktarat hakometz and there's haktarat levona. Both of them are necessary for the korban mincha or to be matir the korban mincha. So there you have a matir that is comprised of two parts. There's the haktarat hakometz and haktarat levona. So you would have thought that for the Chachamim, you'd have to have a machshevet pigul in both of them in order for it to be pigul. The chiddush of a Charife de Pumpedita is that if you have a machshava in one of them to impact the other one, that's enough to make it into pigul. So even though one of them is the mifagel, and one of them is the mitpagel, which means the mifagel is the kometz, talked about the kometz you have in mind to be mifagel, which is you're thinking about the levona, to do that haktara tomorrow, and that is the mitpagel, that's enough since you have a machshava with regards to both items. Now, even though in the Mishnah, it already told us that if you have in mind for one of the kvasim about the other keves, by the kvasim of Atzeret, by Shavuot, we said if you have in mind too, when you're shechting one of the kvasim to eat the other keves, chutz lizmano, that's kasher. It doesn't affect it because you don't have the ability to be mifagel from one keves to the other keves. Yet over here, we're saying that it works from the kometz to the levona. So Rashi already notes the distinction, which the Gemara will bring in a little bit, which is, hocha ikvu b'chadamano. The difference between kometz and levona and the shnei kvasim is, kometz and levona end up in the same kli. Since they are joined together in the same kli, there's a certain unified aspect to them that works, even though they are separate materim. Nevertheless, the kli is mitzareif them to make them into a singular unit, for this concept, as opposed to the shnei kvasim, which have nothing that unifies them into a singular entity, and therefore if you have a machshava from one to the other, it's still going to be the equivalent of being mifagel b'chatzi matir. Amarova, avanam nami tanina, we also have our Mishnah that indicates such. Zakal, this is the principle we saw in the Mishnah. Kol hakometz v'notem b'kli v'amolich v'maktir. These are all the four avudot that you can do by the mincha. Kmitza, netina b'kli, which is haktashav, the kometz in the kli, molich, the holachat in the mizbeach, and the maktir on the mizbeach, le'echol davar shedarko le'echol, to eat something that's normally eaten, ulaktir davar shedarko laktir, or, to be maktir, something that's normally muktar, chutz limkomo, if you have a machshava of chutz limkomo, then it's pasul, ve'im bo karet, chutz lizmano, if you have a machshava to do it outside of its allotted time, pigul v'chayvin alav karet, then it's pigul, and there is a chiv karet if you consume the item afterwards. My love, what's the scenario here? Haktara, dumya dahanach. You have four avodot over here, and all the four avodot seemingly would have the same din, which is the din of the Mishnah is, le echol davar shedarko lechol, ulaktir davar shedarko lehaktir. Mahanach, ben lechol, ben laktir. Just like the other ones, whether you have a makshava about the haktara, or you have a makshava about the achila, af haktara, so too within the haktara itself, ben lechol, ben laktir. It's also a case where you have in mind to do achila, and in mind to do haktara, that will result in pigul. So while you're doing the haktara to kometz, What is it that you're having in mind in terms of machshava that is a machshava pigol? So if you're being maktir the komets, amanat lechol the shirayim lemachar, that, of course, is a form of pigol because you're doing it about something that's normally eaten. You're doing it for outside the zman or a lot of time that you're supposed to for the achila. And the komets is the matir for the shirayim. So there, I understand why by haktara you would have a machshava pigol that would be impactful. On the other hand, how do you have a machshava by the haktara about haktara? So you say to me, oh, you have a machshava about the haktara of the komets about itself. Well, you're doing the haktara right now. You can't have a machshava about the haktara to komets. Must mean that you're having a machshava about the haktara to livona. And that's exactly what Rav was trying to prove from the Mishnah, that if you have in mind to be Matir the Levona, Chutz Lizmano, while you're doing the Haktarat HaKomets, that results in Pigul. And that's exactly what the Harife de Pumpadita said. So that's Rabba's proof from the Mishnah. What's interesting is that the Mishnah then can only be according to Rabbi Meir. Because over here he says, if you say by Haktara, you had in mind to eat the Shirayim LeMachar, or you had in mind to be Matir the Levona LeMachar, both of those result in pigul. Now with regards to Livona, the Harif de Pumpadita said even the Chachamim agree. Problem is that if you have that in mind by the Shirayim, that's only according to Rabbi Meir. Because there you're Mefagel B'chazi Matir. You thought during the Haktarat HaKomets about the Shirayim. Didn't think anything during the Haktarat HaLivona. That's a classic case. Mefagel B'chazi Matir. And therefore you have to say the Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Meir. Well, the truth is that based on the upcoming Gemara, where we have a dissenting opinion to Harif de Pumpadita, it could be that all we're trying to do here is show that having a machshava from the komets to the haktarat alivona is impactful. And maybe that's all we're after, not the other half, which would be like Rabbi Meir, but just this half to show that the chachamim agree, at least in this case, that you can have such a machshava, and it's not called mifagel b'chatzi matir. Gemara rejects that proof from the Mishnah and says, lo, why do you have to say that? Hanach ben lechol ben aktir. The other three avodot are whether it's a case of achila or a case of aktara. Haktara, aktara to komets, lechol in, laktir lo. It's about achila, not about aktara. And again, that would force the Mishnah to be explained according to Rabbi Meir, because he's the only one who says that when you have a machshava during the haktara to komets, that will be impactful and make it pigul, because you're only mefagel b'chatzi matir. You didn't have any machshava with regards to the livona. Yotiv Rav Menashe bar Gado kamei de Rabaye. So Rav Menashe bar Gado sitting before Rabaye, Yotiv kamar mishmei de Rav Chista. And then he's saying over the name of Rav Chista, ein haktara mefagelet haktara. One haktara doesn't affect the other haktara. That means when you're doing haktarat hakometz, you can't impact or be mefagel haktarat halivona. Va'afilu le Rabbi Meir. So he's just the opposite of the Harife de Pumpadita. Harife de Pumpadita say you can have an impact from haktarat hakometz, haktarat halivona, even according to the Rabbanan. He's saying just the opposite. You can't have a machshava from haktarat hakomets haktarat halivona, even according to Rabbi Meir, damar mefaglim b'chatzi matir. Even though he believes you can be mefagel in a chatzi matir, hani mele eche dechishe behu b'shirayim. That's only when he has a machshava with regards to the shirayim. The komets matir didhu. Because the komets is the matir for the shirayim. So therefore you can have an impact there. Aba ocha, the komets lav matir d'livona. Over here, where the komets is not the matir for the levonah, lo matzi mifagobe, then you can't have a machshava that is mifagel. Now this statement that since the komets is not a matir for the levonah seems to be problematic according to the sheet of the Chachamim, who argue on Rabbi Yossi and say that you can't have a machshava mi matir the matir. How does that reconcile with what the Gemara is suggesting over here, that you can't have a machshava from komets to levonah, because of the fact that it's not matir the levona? So either you have to say that the sugya before follows the shita of the Harife de Pumpadita, that you can't be choshev mi matir the matir, or you have to say that there's a difference between the haktarat hakomets versus the hafrashat or kamitzat hakomets. And that is because, as we noted before in the Gemara, the haktarat hakomets and haktarat halivona are independent. You put whichever one you want on the mizbeach first, and they're not premised on each other. On the other hand, since the levona is placed together with the mincha, and the levona can't go on the mizbeach until you've taken a kmitza off of the mincha, that means that the kmitzat hakomets is a prerequisite for the levona getting on the mizbeach, and in a sense a matir for it going onto the mizbeach. If that's the case, then the Kmitzat HaKometz, if you have a machshava there about the Haktarat HaLevona, it would be effective according to the Chachamim, because there it is a matir for the Haktarat HaLevona. On the other hand, over here, where he's speaking about the Haktarat HaKometz, the Haktarat HaKometz is not a prerequisite, or is not a matir for the Haktarat HaLevona. That is the way that the Tosafot Kitzoniyot distinguish between what we said before in the Sheet of the Chachamim, who argue on Rabbi Yossi, versus what we're saying over here with regards to the fact that a kometz is not the matir for the levona. And you can just build on top of that, that the time of the kmitzah, the levona and the kometz are in the same kli. Whereas once you already get to the point of haktara, they are in separate kelim, or they've already been divided up. That, of course, is according to our Shita of our Gemara versus the Shita and the Gemara and Sota, where in the Gemara and Sota, the levona and the kometz are placed together in the kli shereid. Afterwards, you put them on the mizbeah. So Amar Le Abaye, Ani Mari Mishmei D'Rav, did my master hear this in the name of Rav? Meaning that he's asking Rav Menashe Bar Gadol, did Rav Chisda hear say this over in the name of Rav? Or was this Rav Chisda's own memra? Rav Chisda's a Talmud of Rav. So he wants to know if the source of this is Rav, or the source of this is Rav Chisda himself. Amar Le In, he said yes, he did say it in the name of Rav. It Marnami, and we have a memra that says that Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav, Ein haktara mifagilet haktara, that you can't have pigul from haktara to haktara. The truth is, it might be a combination of both of them, and that's why Rav Menashe Bar Gadol says the original memra in the name of Rav Chisda, he does not include Mishmei D'Rav. It sounds like that Rav gave a more generic statement about a matir being mifagil another matir, and then Rav Chisda adds on the additional aspect that that's not only true according to the Chachamim, it's also true according to Rabbi Meir. Therefore, Rav Menashe felt that there was already a Chiddush of Rav Chisda, he didn't need to quote it in the name of Rav, but Abaye wanted to understand the sourcing or the way that this built up, and therefore he asked, did it come from Rav originally? So, Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Yidi, Mishmei de Abaye, Afana Namitanina, we have support for this view of Rav Chisda, Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim, Lechol Mimenu LeMachar, he shechs one of the kvasim to eat from it, that keves itself, the machar. Hu pigol, v'chaveru kasher. That keves is pigol, its friend, the other keves of the shnei kvasim, is kasher. Lechol mechaveru the machar. The other hand, if he has in mind while he's shechting this keves to eat the other keves, the machar, shneim ksherim. They're both ksherim, my daima. La mishum de kevan, de lav matir di dehu. Lo matzi mefagobet. Since the first keves is not the matir for the second keves, the machshover from one to the other is not meaningful. It says, "Lo, ha'tam hu d'lo ikva b'chadamano, v'ha'chad ikva b'chadamano kichad damu." This is what Rashi already above said to explain the difference between kvasim and the case of the kometz and the levona, is that there's a difference that over here by the kvasim, the reason that they cannot affect each other is because they were never b'chadamano; they were never in one unit. They were never in one utensil. On the other hand, here, by the kometz and the levona, where they were in a single utensil, you can have a thought from one to the other. You can impact one to the other. There's some unifying force that makes it that even though they're not necessarily triggered by each other, but over here, they have a connection because of the fact that they're placed into a single kli. So now Rashi notes over here about kichad damu, so mifagel aktara de levona adami. Behani mile the Rabbi Meir ule Rabbonon. This is according to Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon who argue about Mifagel b'chatzi matir. Aval the Rabbi Yossi the Breish Pirkin. What about Rabbi Yossi at the beginning of the perek? Ein matir mifagel et matir. He told us at the beginning of the perek, if you have in mind the machshava while you're doing the kmitzat hakometz about the levona, it's not impactful. Rabbi Yossi said ein matir mifagel matir. The Chachamim disagree. So now what Rashi is noting over here is Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim who argue about Eim Faglim v'chatzi matir, that's all within the Shita of the Chachamim, who say that you can have a machshava from, or you can have an impact from one matir to another matir. And Rabbi Yossi would not fit into this understanding, because over here we're saying that if you put it into a single utensil, that makes it, or gives you the ability to have a machshava from one to the other matir. And Rabbi Yossi clearly stated otherwise at the beginning of our parak. So Rashi says that this can't be according to Rabbi Yossi, although the Shita Mekubetzet back by the beginning of the parak, when it spoke about Rabbi Yossi, says you can be Mechalek. In this case, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, because it's in a Kli Echad, and they're both dealing with Haktara, and you have both matirim that are involved in the pigul aspect of it, that even he would agree that there's pigul over here, even though normally he wouldn't allow you to have a machshev pigul from a matir to another matir. Amar Rav Menuna, how milta ivla li Rabbi Chanina? So this matter, Rabbi Chanina got me to swallow. Now either that, Rashi says over here, hit imani velamdeni, that he made it sweet for me, and he taught me this. Maybe that's something that he put effort in to make me excited about it. Could be that the other view is ivlali means that he taught me over and over again. He like pushed it into me. He stuffed me with it. But takila li kikule talmudai. And it's weighty to me, precious to me, like all my other learning. As great as all my other learning. Hiktir kometz lakdir levona. So we have the Rashi's girsa. You can see over here the word vilavona was in the girsa, which is taken out. Although it seems like the Rambam keeps this in the girsa. But we'll follow Rashi's girsa over here, which is hiktir kometz. He had in mind while he was being maktir the kometz, lakdir levona lechol shiraim lemachar. So he has in mind to be maktir levona and to eat the shiraim lemachar, and then it's pigul. Maika mashmalan. What is that statement teaching us? It's coming to teach us that you can have a machshava from the akhtarat ha-kometz to akhtarat ha-levona. Lema, let the statement simply be, hikter kometz, laktir levona. Then he just should have said that he put on the kometz in order to be maktir levona le-machar. What's lecho shirayim doing there? Imifaglim v'chatzi matir k'mashmalan. If it's coming to teach you that you can be mefagel in a chatzi matir, which is that you have a machshava by the kometz is enough to make you chayav, or make it into pigul, lema, then the statement should have been, iktir kometz, lechol shirayim lemachar. You only need lechol shirayim. Itar bayu kamashman, if it's coming to teach us both aspects, which is both the fact that mefaglim b'chatzi matir, as well as that you can have machshava me, haktara laktara, then lema, iktir kometz, laktir levona, v'lechol shirayim lemachar. Should add a vav there, which would have been a vav chiluk, which would be or, and you would have known that it's both of them. But over here, the statement that we have is that he made them together without any conjunctive vav there. So we don't have an and, we don't have an or. So it sounds like you have to have both machshavot. Why do you need both machshavot in order for it to be pigul? So Amar Rav Ado Bar Avo, Lo'olam Kasavar, Ein Haktara Mefagelet Haktara, Ve'ein Mefaglim B'chatzi Matir. Neither of those are true. You can't have a machshavah from Haktara to Haktara. And you can't be mefagel in a chatzi matir if you have a machshava by kometz and not by levona. It's not going to work. V'shayni ocha, the pashtalei machshava bekula mincha. The reason over here that it is pigul is because you've extended pigul to the entirety of the mincha, which is that you had a machshava about every aspect of the mincha. You have a machshava in the time that you're doing the kometz, if you're machshir the kometz. You're having a machshava about the haktarat levona, as well as the achilat shirayim. So now you've connected all the items, and your machshava has encompassed the entirety of the mincha. So even though if you just had a machshava from the kometz to the levona, that wouldn't have worked because you can't have a machshava from the matir to matir, from akhtara to akhtara. If you just had a machshava from the kometz to the shirayim, it would not be pigol, because there you only have mefagel b'chatzi matir, you only have a machshava during the kometz. But here, where you included all the items together, that makes it that the mincha now in its entirety has a machshevet pigul. And even though you're not mifagel any one of them independently, together they jointly create pigul. That the deficit in a machshava from a kometz till the levona is that you don't have something that is nitar. That's filled in by the fact that here you had a machshava about the shirayim. And the problem with the machshava of the kometz to the shirayim is that you're mefaglim b'chatzi matir, because you only had a machshava with regards to only half of the matir. By including the levona, now you have a machshava with regards to both matirim. So each one makes up for the deficit of the other. And if you have a machshava that's pashta b'kulei, that extends to the entirety of the mincha, and makes it into pigul. And so there, each one of machshavot makes up for the deficit in the other, and it makes it that you have pigul on the entirety of the mincha. The way that the girsa reads, if you leave the word levona in, would be hiktir kometz, laktir levona. If you did akhtarat kometz, with having in mind to be Makdir Lelevona Chutz Lizmana, Ulevona, and he was Makdir Lelevona, that called the Shiraim the Makar. In order to eat the Shiraim tomorrow, he go. And that seems to be the view of the Rambam over here. And the question of the Gemara now is, why do you need to have it that you have a Makshava during the Komets for the Levona, and from the Levona to the Shiraim? Why not just have it all be from the Komets, that even the Komets you have a Makshava both for the Levona and for the Shiraim? And the answer will be, otherwise it looks like you've been Fagel B'chatzi Matir if you add all the Makshava during the Haktarat HaKomets. Therefore, we require a Makshava during Haktarat HaKomets and a Makshava during Haktarat HaLevona. Tana Tagami der Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Hiktir Komets lechol Shiraim. If he was Makdir the Komets to eat the Shiraim, the Divrei HaKol Pigul. According to everyone, it's Pigul. Where it says, Miflag Pligay. What do you mean, everyone is Pigul? That's exactly the Machloket as to whether you're Mifaglim B'chatzi Matir or not Mifagel B'chatzi Matir. How can you say this is a Divrei HaKol? Ela Eima, the Divrei HaKol Pasul. According to everyone, that is Pasul. Because even according to the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Meir with regards to Mifaglim B'chatzi Matir, they think if you are Mifagel B'chatzi Matir, it's Pasul, even though it's not Pigul. Lema, Harizet Pigul. Why don't you just leave it intact and say the way that it is? Rather than saying, Divrei HaKol Pigul, just say, Harizet Pigul. And that would mean, V'Rabbi Meiri. And it's according to Rabbi Meir. You're emending the Breita anyway. So you have two options of how to emend the Breita. You can amend the Breita by saying that it is not Divrei HaKol, but rather it's just one person's opinion, and that would be Rabbi Meir's opinion that you could be Mefagel B'chatzi Matir. That's one solution. The other solution to the problem is to say that it is Pasul instead of Pigul. Then it is Divrei HaKol, because the Chachamim agree that if you're Mefagel B'chatzi Matir, it is Pasul, even though it's not Pigul. You have a choice of how to amend the Breita. You can either change the word Pigul to Pasul, or you can change the words Divrei HaKol to Harezeh. And then that would change it from being the position of everyone to the position of Rabbi Meir. So that's what the Gemara challenges. Over here, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, when this individual was saying over Breitot in front of him, when he said this Breita, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba said the Breita's wrong, because our Mishnah clearly states otherwise. So now I have to amend it. The way to amend it is to change it to read Pasul instead of Pigul. Gemara says, why don't you just say Harezeh instead of Divrei HaKol? So Tana, Divrei HaKol Atnu. The Tana said that it's Divrei HaKol. That's what he said in front of him. When he's reading off this Breitot in front of him, he mentioned that it was Divrei HaKol. And the Gemara says, Pigul B'Pasul Michlafle. When you're memorizing Breitot, or you're doing things Baal Peh, Pigul and Pasul, that's a type of mix-up that is reasonable to assume, and you could amend the Breitot in order to make it make sense by taking that small change. Harizeh b'divrei HaKol lo michlefle. Harizeh b'divrei HaKol is too significant an item that he would have confused that. Divrei HaKol means a significant statement about what you just said. If he didn't mean divrei HaKol, then he wouldn't have made the mistake about divrei HaKol. Harizeh b'divrei HaKol are not things you mix up, pasul and pigul, which first of all sound the same and are very close in nature. That's something you could mix up. And that's why Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, when he corrected the person who was saying over Breitot in front of him, he told him, you got that wrong, it means it should be Pasul and not Pigul. Okay, with that we finish the second perek. Hadron Alach, Akumeitz et Amincha. Right, now we begin the third perek, and the perek says, Akumeitz et Amincha. Not only is it interesting only because it has the same language as the second perek, but the Mishnah actually that we're going to bring now, it's found in the first perek. And so Rashi, the Bali Tosafot, will ask, what's this Mishnah doing over here if it's just a repetition of something that we've seen before? Which is, a komeitz et mincha, person takes off a mincha, lechol davar she'ein darko lechol, ulaktir davar she'ein darko laktir, but he has in mind to eat something that's not normally eaten. Or he has in mind to be maktir, something that is not normally muktar, kasher. That mincha is kasher, your makshevet pigol was meaningless. Because you had the machshava about something that does not have relevance to the mincha, because you had it about the wrong thing. The way Rashi says it every time is, ein darko lechol means, you thought about something that's supposed to go on the mizbeach to eat it. Or, the other way around, you thought about something that you were going to eat, you thought about putting it on the mizbeach. Those machshavot fail. Rabbi Eliezer, posel. Eliezer says it is pasul. Lechol, davar shed darko lechol. Ulaktir, davar shed darko laktir. If you have the right machshavot about achila la'achila, haktara haktara, pachot mikazayit, less than a kazayit worth, that is kasher again, because you don't have a significant enough machshevet pigul, because you have it at less than shiur. Lechol kechatzi zayit, ulaktir kechatzi zayit. If you have in mind to eat a chatzi zayit of the shirayim outside of the noah at a time. If you have in mind to be maktir a chatzi zayit of the emurim chutz lizmano outside of the allotted time. Kasher, once again, it's kasher. She'ein achila v'aktara mitzdarfim. Because achila and aktara are two different paths, and you can't overlap them, with the exception of an olah. By olah, the aktara and the achila really technically are the same thing, because the basar and the emurim both go on the mizbeach. So over there, the basar and the emurim can join together in terms of a single shiur. But on other korbanot, that's just not true. Because one of them is in the path of achila, one of them is the path of aktara, and you can't bring them together to create a single shiur of a kezayit. And again, as you probably are aware of, we saw this all in the first parak. Nothing here is new. That's what Rashi says over here. Mishnah yetera, this entire Mishnah is extraneous. Zetna beperakamo, back on Yud Bet Amud Bet. The chol kechatzi kezayit, the chatera hatzi kezayit kasher. Ela l'Rabbi Eliezer itztrich. The reason we have this whole Mishnah here is for Rabbi Eliezer. Ta'avagav the pasal Rabbi Eliezer b'makshava shaloke darko. Even though Rabbi Eliezer says when you have a makshava shaloke darko, it is pasul. Nevertheless, the gazur atu kedarko, because he has a gzera atu when you have the right makshava. U pasal midrabanan achalo gazar pachot mikazayit atu kazayit. Here he was not gozer less than a kazayit for a full kazayit. So the Mishnah intentionally brings information that you know already, that's already apparent in the first parak, whether it's directly from the first parak or diukim from the Mishnayot in the first parak, as the Bali Tosafot note over here. Nevertheless, it brought it here to emphasize the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the first of which is that Rabbi Eliezer is pusel when you have a makshevet achila with the gabei akhtara, or a makshevet akhtara with the gabei achila. And number two is, even though he's gozer in that instance that it is pasul, because of the chashash that you might do it the right way, nevertheless, when it comes to a chatzi zayit of this and a chatzi zayit of that, meaning of achila and akhtara, they're not mitzdareif, and he's not gozer that they are pasul, even though you could have a similar concept, which is, oh, we'll be gozer chatzi kazayit atu kazayit. Because you have a full kazayit here, it's just of the wrong components. But if he had a kazayit of either one of the components, it would have been, but he isn't gozer. And that's the emphasis of the Mishnah, is the contrasting of Rabbi Lazar's opinion in the Reisha to the Seifa. Again, even though the Seifa is all information we knew before, here juxtaposed to Rabbi Lazar's position in the Mishnah, it tells us more about Rabbi Lazar's opinion. And as the Bali Tosafot point out, that back in the first parak, this statement that was mentioned in the Mishnah before on Yud Bet Amud Bet is that according to Rabbi Eliezer the Chachamim, Rabbi Yirmiya believed it was only according to Rabbi Eliezer. Abayi said it was even according to the Chachamim. If you believe that it's only according to Rabbi Eliezer, then there's more a question as to why you have to repeat it over here. If Rabbi Eliezer is the one who said it back there, why do you need it over here again to teach you that Rabbi Eliezer agrees in this case that there is no psul? What you have to say is that comes to create another Stam Mishnah that says this, so that it doesn't have the status of a stam, rachakach makaloket, that was so tame again to tell you that this is the stam Mishnah and everybody agrees to it. But of course, it's a lot easier according to the shita of Abaye, who says there before it was the shita of Rabbonon, and over here it's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why it's brought here to show you that Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the position of the chachamim that we saw in the Mishnah back on Yud Bet Amud Bet. I'm Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. My time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What is Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning over here? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Im ha'achol ye'achel mi'basar zevach shulamav. So this is the psukim that are found in Parshat Tzav, which are the source for pigul. And over there it says, Im ha'achol ye'achel. If you eat mi'basar zevach shulamav, b'shte achilot ha'kadub midaber. Torah speaks about two achilot, two tracks. This is what we spoke about all along. Echad achilat adam, echad achilat mizbeach. One is the achilat adam, which is the basar, or here the sheriyah mincha, which is going to be eaten by the kohanim, or the balim. And the other one is achilat mizbeach, which is the items that belong in the mizbeach, whether that's the komets that goes on the mizbeach, whether that's the emurim that go on the mizbeach, or bayin olah, that's the basar also that goes on the mizbeach. Lo malacha, to teach you, shem shemachshavim b'achilat adam, kach mechashvin b'achilat mizbeach. Just like you can have a machshava by achilat adam, so too, you can have an achshava by achilat mizbeach. Ukshem shemachashvim achilat adam, achilat adam. And just like you can have a machshava about achilat adam, means darko le'achol, Umeachilat mizbeach lachilat mizbeach. And you can have it about achilat mizbeach, which is darkolak here. Kach. So too. Mechashvim achilat adam limizbeach. You can have a makshava of achilat adam to the mizbeach. You can have a makshava of basar lahaktara. Umeachilat mizbeach leadam. And from achilat mizbeach to the achilah of adam. Or you can have a makshava about the komets to eat it. Meaning that we have cross-pollinization of all of these different makshavot, whether it's something that's darkol aktir or darkol achol, and whether you have a makshava to be maktirit, or whether you have a makshava to be ochelet. If you interchange them, which means that you say achila about something that belongs to mizbeach, or you say aktara about something that's going to achilat adam, my taima, what's the reason for all this cross-pollinization? Defkinu rachmana b'lishon achila. The fact that it calls the consumption of mizbeach achila teaches you that achilat adam and achilat mizbeach, in essence, they are interchangeable whether you use akhtara or whether you use achila, whether you use that with something that's going on the mizbeach or something that's being eaten by adam, all of those terminologies will render the item pigul. The extension of achol yeachel teaches you that that is the case, the joining of achilat adam to achilat mizbeach. Now the truth is that the Bali Tosfot point out over here, it really only seems that you have a unidirectional proof over here. The fact that the Torah uses the word achila shows you that by mizbeach, the word achila would be effective. You say you're going to eat the komets lemachar, it's also pigul. Because one is achilat adam, one is achilat mizbeach. So that shows you that achilat adam can impact on something that is normally muktar lemizbeach. What you don't have as a proof from here is that instead of saying achilat adam, you say I'm going to be maktir the shiraim on the mizbeach. Where do you have a proof from that from the pasuk? The pasuk is speaking about achilat, doesn't speak about haktara. That's what the Balei Tosfot say over here. Tema tinachta achilat mizbeach la adam. I understand. Aval adam la achilat mizbeach minolan. How do I know the other way around? Because you don't have a lashon in the pasuk that teaches you the opposite. It only teaches you that achilat works by both of them. It says v'yesh lamar. The Pashe de Kroa Kaimi Bet Achilot Abasar Zerak Todat Shlamav says the answer is that because of the fact that the context of the Pasuk is Basar Todat Shlamav, Basar Zerak Todat Shlamav. So if that's the context in which you are speaking, then the Achilah over there, which are Shte Achilot, one is Achilat Mizbeach. So that means that you're speaking in a context of Basar Zerak Todat Shlamav, and you're saying that it could be Achilat Mizbeach. So that's the proof that it goes the other way as well. So Tosafot says, Achila teaches you that things that normally go on the Mizbeach, if you have an Achmachshevet Achila about them, it will be Pigol, because it mentions it, Bilashon Achila. And the fact that when you have Achilat Adam and you have in mind to be Maktirit, is because the context is Basar, Zevak Todat Shlamav. And you're saying if you do an Achilat Mizbeach on that, it's Pigol. So that means Haktara associated with Achilat Adam. It leaves it still as a Ksat Kasha, the Mizelo Mishnu Rabbanan Midin, that the Rabbanan themselves don't have this limud whatsoever, as we're going to see in a second, that there are limudim that derive from the Pasuk, and this is not one of those limudim. That's what the Gemara says now. Rabbanan, hi dafkinu rachmana b'lishon achila. What about the Rabbanan that say that it is separate tracks and you cannot overlap them? Dafkinu rachmana b'lishon achila. Toloshna ki mechashe b'lishon achila l'mizbeach. The reason it says imachol yachel is to teach you that if you have in mind to be maktir the komets lemachar, that's pigul. If you have in mind the haachil lemizbeach hakomets machar, that's also pigul. All it's telling you is that the verb achila can be used with the gorz haktara lemizbeach. For the mizbeach, that's the same thing. Achilat mizbeach and haktara lemizbeach are the same thing. So whether you lose the Lashon Achila or Lashon Haktara, they work as long as you're speaking about the Mizbeach, if it's an item that belongs on the Mizbeach. So they say that either that is what you learn from it, or Inami, Ma Achila B'Kazayit, Af Haktara B'Kazayit. Or the fact that Achila, the minimum requirements, or the Shi'ur Min HaTorah for Achila is Kazayit, so too by Haktara, to be Chayav for Bigo, it would have to be a minimum of a Kazayit. And that's what the Erachol Yachel comes to teach you over here. Udolam, achila de orcha mashma. On the other hand, achila means exactly what it means. Achila. And that's the normal way to eat it. Orcha means normal way to consume. It doesn't mean to eat literally, it means consumption. Well, the normal consumption of the shirayim is to eat them. The normal consumption of the mizbeach is lachtir otam. And that's what it means, achila. Achila is not. It doesn't mean achila itself. It just means that the normal way to do it, that's what you're chayav for. So that's what the chachamim will learn from imachol yachel, as opposed to Rabbi Eliezer, who sees imachol yachel, some cross-pollinization between achila and akhtara. Rabbi Eliezer, im kein lichtov rachmana imachol heachol. If that was true, the pasuk should have said imachol heachol, or inami im yachel yachel, ma im haachol yachel. You could have just duplicated the word, and you would have learned something. The fact that you duplicated the word and changed the way it's conjugated, meaning that one is conjugated in hofeh in the present, and one is conjugated in the atid in the future. So now you have a duplication of language, but not only a duplication of language, that duplication is done in a manner that has different conjugation, as hofeh and atid. So that gives you then an additional limud, not just from the duplication of the language, but also from the change in the language. Shma mina tarte. From that you learn two things. Rashi claims over here the two things that you learn, according to Rabbi Eliezer, are the machshava taktara b'kazayit. You learn from there that a taktara has a minimum of a kazayit to be pigul. O machashvin machila l'achila. And you can have a machshava from achilat to achila, meaning that achilat, those things that belong to mizbeach, or haktarat, those things that are eaten, that works to make it into something that is pasul. So those are the two things you'll learn from it. Otherwise, you might have said just the opposite, which is, based on the statements of the Rabbanan before, the Rabbanan had two things they could have learned from Achol Yachel. One item was that the using the verb Achila by the Gabay Akhtaran the Mizbeach is a valid way to make it into Pigol, or it's considered to be a normal Lashon. And number two is that you have to have a minimum of Kazayit Akhtaran. So how do we know both of those items according to the Chachamim, if you can only learn one item from this duplication? So the answer likely would have been that by definition, if achila is relevant to haktara mizbeach, that also teaches you that kezayit is the amount for haktara. Because if I can say, I have in mind for the mizbeach to eat this kometz tomorrow, and that creates pigol, the fact that you use the lashon achila should also create the fact that, or should also make the demand that it be a kezayit. So you would have thought that the kezayit is a derivative of the other thing, and that's how the chachamim would have learned that. If you bring that to Rabbi Eliezer, then it would be just the opposite of Rashi. Rashi says the two things you learn are cross-pollinization, and number two is that you need a minimum of kazayit. What he doesn't have is that the Lashon Achila will work by Haktara L'Mizbeach. And so here you have a question as to what is the primary limud with regards to Achilat Mizbeach. Is it Achilat Mizbeach, and therefore the derivative is kazayit? Or is it that, I mean, Achila Achila is the primary limud, and then that derivative of that is achilat mizbeach is relevant, and therefore you need a separate limud for achilat kizayit. Tosfot over here raises an issue, which is that in the Gemara in Tzvachim, we asked, how do you know that achila works by mizbeach? And they quoted a pasuk that told us that achilat eish is called achila, that the consumption by fire uses the term achila, and that's why the term achila is relevant by mizbeach. So then why is the Gemara over here searching for a source for the fact that Achila is relevant to the Mizbeach? So the Baal Tosafot say, V'yesh lomar, the Yitzrich l'ribui hocha, you need an additional ribui over here, she'ochlu ha-Mizbeach l'mechar afopi shelo izkir esh. There, you learn that esh, fire, has a terminology of Achila that is associated with it. Esh consumes. And therefore, if you use achila together with eish, that would be an appropriate language to be used by the mizbeach. What we're learning over here is, even if you use achila without the word eish associated with it, that is still relevant in the mizbeach. And that's the chiddush over here. Not only when you use achila in the context of eish, is it good as a haktara, even if you use achila without the word eish, it still has a meaning of haktara, and that's the chiddush over here. Although the Baal Tosafot do point out that it's only if you have in mind eish mizbeach. If you have achilat ish mizbeach, that's called achila. That is roi the mizbeach. But if you're speaking about achilat ish hejot, that's talking about a regular fire or pyre of an individual, that would actually would not be a machshava, that would be mifagel. From that, those what also brings a distinction or another possible distinction between the limud in Tzvachim and the limud here, which is that there they were speaking about basar, over here we're speaking about emurim, and that results in a difference with regards to ish shel hejot, which is that the emurim are only relevant to Eish HaMizbeach, because Because only achilat mizbeach is relevant by the emurim, and therefore you need achilat of esh on mizbeach to be relevant. On the other hand, by the basar, where the word achilah is used, period, then that achilah could be any form of consumption, whether it's achilah or whether it's esh, and even esh shel hedyot, that would still be considered achilat basar, and it would generate pigul. Tosfot over here speaks to an issue that he speaks to in many places in Shas with regards to these principles. And the principle that he's raising over here is what's called Dibre Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. That the Torah spoke like people normally speak, meaning it's a literary style, rather than something that's of significance that you should be Doresh from. And we find that with regards to many Tanaim throughout Shas, that they say about certain word combinations, whether it's Ish Ish, Avot Avotenu, Tikaret Tikaret, that there is this view amongst the Tanaim of Dibre Torah Lashon Bnei Adam, that there's nothing to darshan from that duplication, because it's a literary style rather than a significant, superfluous, extraneous word that's coming to teach you something. And what the Baal HaTosfot just will point out over here is the Tanaim are not consistent in that opinion. Over here, we don't have anybody saying Dibre Torah Lashon Bnei Adam, despite the fact that in other places we find Rabbi Eliezer saying Dibre Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. And so what Tosafot proves is that there is no consistency amongst the Tanaim as to whether they say Dibre Torah Lashon Bnei Adam or they do not say that. In the end, he suggests that near the Faresh, demand itle Dibre Torah Lashon Bnei Adam, lav b'chol dukte itle. If you have that principle of literary style, you don't apply it everywhere. Ella mishum hokacha yesh lo b'makom she'in doresh akfelut. Unless you have evidence not to be doresh the duplication. Meaning that not that you need evidence to be doresh it, the default is that you will be doresh the duplication unless you have a compelling reason not to darshan the duplication, and then you'll invoke Dibre Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. So Tosafot says that that principle is used in particular circumstances and it's not a general principle. And again, he says this about other concepts or principles like Im LeMisorah, Im LeMikra. He shows how there's an inconsistency amongst the Tanaim in applying those principles. And therefore he says that many times that it's not a steadfast principle, but rather a principle that is available to be used if there's something compelling you to use that principle. And he says the same thing over here with regards to Dibre Torah, Lashon Bnei Adam, and that's why here we don't find anybody bringing up Dibre Torah, Lashon Bnei Adam, because there is nothing compelling you to say that these words are not extraneous in the Pasuk. Amar lei Rabbi Zera the Ravasi. He time with Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Hachi, who, if that's really the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer, Karei Nami Lechayev. You just created a Doraita problem. You're telling me, Miachol Yachel, that's the source for this. If that's the source for this, you should be Chayav for Pigol. It should be Chayav Karet. Why is Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah saying Pasul? B'chitei Ma'achanami, if you say, yes, you're right. He is Chayav Karet. Ha'at Duda Mart Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Aren't you the one who says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mode Rabbi Eliezer, She'ein Anush Karet? The Rabbi Eliezer agrees that there is no Karet over here. So how can you be telling me that this is the source for it, and you're not Chayav Karet? Those two can't be reconciled. The Pasuk is a Pasuk by the Chayav Karet for Chutz Lizmano and Pigol. So if that's the source for it, and you're telling me that's the source for Belezer's opinion, that means he thinks you're Chayav Karet for that problem. Zemalei Tenayehi Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. There's a Machloket Tanaim in the position of Rabbi Eliezer as to whether Rabbi Eliezer believes Pasul or believes that it is Chayav Karet or Pigol. Igal Amandamar Psula Deoraita. One of them says it's pasul midoraita, meaning that it would be pigul v'chayav karet. V'chika demandamar psula derabanan. The other one says that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that it's pasul midorabanan. Pasul midorabanan means that the pasuk is either nasmachto, or we don't need the pasuk at all. But if that's the case, then it's going to be pasul and not pigul, because it's all a din derabanan. I brought that reasoning, or that source. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Eliezer from the Tzukim is according to the Tana, who thinks that Rabbi Eliezer thinks you are Chayav Karet, and not just Pasul. And the other time that I made a statement that it is Pasul, that was according to the other Tana that explains Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that he only thinks it's only Pasul Mi Derabanan Gzeru Ato, and there would only be Pasul, and not Chayav Karet. The Tanya, we have a bright, Ashuchetet HaZebach, Lishtot Mi Damo Lamachar. Person shechs the Zebach, to drink the dam tomorrow. Laktir bi bisaro lemachar. To be maktir the basar that normally would be in Eden. To put it on the mizbeach tomorrow. Lechol me'im rav lemachar. or to eat the Emorim, which go on the Mizbeach, tomorrow, kasher. All those are kasher according to the Chachamim, because you have a cross-pollinization. You're trying to have a machshavet Mizbeach about Achilat Adam. You're trying to have a machshavet of Achilat Adam about something that goes on the Mizbeach. You're drinking dam, which goes on the Mizbeach. You're eating the Emorim, which go on the Mizbeach. You are being maktir the basar, which is being eaten. All those are kasher according to the Chachamim. V'Rabbi Eliezer posel. And Rabbi Eliezer, the Shittato, says pasul, because you can cross over between Achilat Adam and Achilat Mizbeach. Lehaniach midamo lemachar. If he has in mind to just leave the blood over tomorrow, does he have in mind to eat the blood tomorrow? He doesn't even have in mind to be zorek the dam lemachar. He simply has in mind to leave it till tomorrow. Now the dam needs to go on the Mizbeach today. If you leave it till tomorrow, obviously it's going to be pasul. So Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda over there says that it is pasul. Amar Rabbi Elazar, af pazu Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chamim rechshirim. Ibayla aniach, that same machloket still exists, meaning that Rabbi Eliezer is posel, and the chamim are machshirim. Now, the Gemara wants to understand Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Yehuda, aliba d'man. According to whom did Rabbi Eliezer say his position? It's clear that Rabbi Elazar says that Rabbi Eliezer is posel, they're chamim machshirim. Which means in the case of laniach, it's still a machloket, Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says posel. Who is he saying posel for? If he's saying posel for Rabbi Eliezer, then he's saying the same thing that Rabbi Elazar says. If he's saying it in the Shita of the Rabbanan, that's a chiddush in the Shita of the Rabbanan. So that's what the Gemara wants to understand. Rabbi Yehuda aliba d'man, ilay maliba d'Rabbanan. If he's saying according to Rabbanan, hashda umahotam dekame chashe b'lashon achila machshirei Rabbanan. Over there, where you use a lashon of achila, which is the lashon of pasuk, it fails according to the Rabbanan, and the korban is kasher. And the truth is, subsumed in any machshava of Achilat Adam or Achilat Mizbeach is laniach, because you have to be meniach it in order to do whatever you had in mind to do with regards to Achilat Adam or Achilat Mizbeach. Hachalo koshkei? Over here we use the lashon laniach, which is not relevant to pigul at all. Of course it should be kasher. Ela libet Rabbi Eliezer. Must be seeing this sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, apazu Rabbi Elazar posel v'chamim makshirin. Rabbi Elazar, hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda, who are quoting a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, are saying the same thing. The Rabbi Elazar says you're pasul in this case. El alav, what's the difference between them? Karet ikabeinayu. The question is, what punishment is the difference between them? So Rabbi Yehuda savar. So according to Rashi, this is Rashi's girsa to Rabbi Yehuda. But you could see here that there's an alternate gears of Tanakama, which is the view of the Balei Tosafot, because the Balei Tosafot say that the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda over here. So Mars is about to break the brightly down into three different opinions, which means at this point in time, it still thinks there are two opinions, and that's why he conflates the Tanakama with Rabbi Yehuda, because then there's only the Tanakama who is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar. Those are the two opinions, then the Gemara will reject that and say there are three opinions, dividing the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So that would impact on the Girsa over here. According to Rashi, it's Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda is not the Tanakama. On the other hand, Balei Tosafot would say it's the Tanakama because the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, what he's saying is, laniach psula ba'alma, that the haniach is just pasul. Bahanach, karet, ami michayiv. The other items that were previous in the Mishnah, there you would be chayav karet. So Rabbi Yehuda comes to say, only laniach is pasul, but everything else is chayav karet. But the Rabbi Elazar the Meimar, Elazar is coming to say, idi vidi pasul, ve'im bo karet. The machloket is all the same. It's pasul versus kasher, and it applies here to the haniach, just like it applies to the other items there. And there now you have a machloket about Rabbi Elazar's shita. Is Rabbi Elazar's shita that you're chayav karet when you have these cross-pollinizations between achilat mizbeach and achilat adam? That would be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Or is it that just it's pasul mid rabbanan, and that would be the shita of Rabbi Elazar, and that's what he said. It is a machloket tanaim as to what Rabbi Elazar holds. And therefore, if you believe that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakama, then when it says Rabbi Elazar is posel, it really means Rabbi Elazar is mifagel in the beginning of that braita. On the other hand, if you think that Tanakama over here doesn't literally mean Tanakama, but rather Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Elazar, then you would argue that Rabbi Elazar is the author of the first part of the Mishnah, and he is the Tanakama. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar posel means literally Rabbi Elazar is posel. Right, now, the Gemara says, look, the kuliyama karet leika. Everybody agrees that there is no karet according to Rabbi Elazar, like our Mishnah says. Rabbi Elazar says it is pasul. V'halcha gimel machlokot bedavar. We have three-way machloket about this matter. That is the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar. So now you have three different opinions with regards to Lehaniach. Divrei HaKol, everybody agrees with regards to the first three items that are mentioned in the Mishnah, which are that cross-pollinization between Achilat HaDam HaKadar Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Eliezer. That is Pasul, and Pasul Midir Rabbanan. The question is, what's the status of Lehaniach? So we have then three opinions with regards to that. We have the opinion of the Tanakama, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Now the Shita Mikupetzet over here in Od Gimel asks, what compels the Gemara to say Gimel Machlokot Bedavar? You could say to make the same statement that Divrei HaKol is Pasul, and yet only still have two Machlokot Bedavar. Say that the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, and continue on with Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. What is pressing or pushing the Gemara to make it into Shalosh Machlokot Bedavar? So he quotes over here from the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz, as well as the Tosafot Chitzoniot, that the reason the Gemara does this is because we find an opinion later on that Divrei HaKol by Lehaniach is kasher. And the Gemara wants to find a source for that Tanaic opinion that Divrei HaKol kasher. By dividing up the bright into three opinions, you can get to that. If you only leave it as two opinions, then you would not have that. And therefore, they break it into three to create this opinion that Divrei HaKol kasher by Lehaniach. Tanakama Savar, Ranach Pligay, Lehaniach Divrei HaKol kasher. Tanakama believes that they only argue about these three items, but Lehaniach, everybody says, is kasher. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ranach Pligay, Lehaniach Divrei HaKol pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says that they disagree by those three items that are mentioned in the Reisha, but Lehaniach, everybody disagrees, is pasul. So those are two of the opinions. Everybody's agreeing that the cross-pollinization between Achilat Dam and Chol Mizbeach would say it's an epsul, and that's true both according to the Tanakama, as well as Rabbi Yehuda. The difference between them is, how do you view Lehaniach? Is Lehaniach something that is totally kasher according to everyone? That's the view of the Tanakama. Or is Lehaniach pasul according to everyone? And that's what Yehuda says, that if you say Lehaniach pasul, pasul means according to everyone, it would be pasul. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua's opinion in Rabbi Eliezer, where he brings that the machloket persists even into this issue of Lehaniach. So that's the three machlokot. Everybody agrees that the first three items are machloket, chachamim, and Rabbi Eliezer. The only question is, what do you do with Lehaniach? The Tanakhama says Lehaniach, everybody thinks is kasher. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Lehaniach, everybody says, is pasul. And Rabbi Elazar thinks that it's still a machloket. The same machloket that you had by the first three applies to Lehaniach as well. And that's what it means, gimel machlokot bedavar. It's a three-way machloket. Okay, we're going to stop here, two lines down on the top of Yuchad Amud Aleph, and then we're going to explain the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda's position in tomorrow's daf.